Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio this morning and just delighted to have a good friend of mine, somebody I've known for several years, and Mr. Keith Cartwright, the Sequatchie County Mayor. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Ben. How are you, sir?
I'm good. We had you on, I believe, during COVID. That's been 2 years ago, I believe, right. And we talked a lot about what y'all were doing down there in the Valley. And that's one of the reasons I want to have you on is you kind of update me what's going on in the Valley, which is just beautiful. I love going down South 111, going from Cookeville and going through Sparta and then Spencer and then getting down to Dunlap. And, of course, there's a little tricky four lane down the hill. You just can't fly. If you don't fly, you're fine.
Yeah, it's a dangerous grade for sure. So,
but it's so beautiful coming into Dunlap there. And, of course, you're born and raised in Dunlap. We talked about that last time you were on here. And you and I share a passion for sports.
We share
a passion for you've got some nephews that are involved in sports. You involved in sport, good athlete in high school and basketball, and went and played college basketball. And we may get into a little bit of that later. There's a story you got that's pretty funny about a Hall of Fame basketball player.
But, absolutely.
One of the things we were talking about before we got here is this last weekend had some football playoffs, and your former high school football coach Adam Kane's now with Upperman's been there for this. I guess his fifth year. We lost a tough one there at East Hamilton, which you're familiar with because you're not far from there. So, you know,
right.
and things happen. 1 point loss, you go for two, and you don't get it, and you could go up two scores, and then the other team comes down, so you're up by seven. The other team decides they don't want to tie it up and go to overtime. They go for two and run a little quarterback stretch off to the right side and get in, and Upperman season's over with. But how did Sequatchie County do this year?
Well, we made it to the playoffs, obviously, but we lost, and you know, we'll be back next year stronger, better. We had a lot of talent on the team this year. I'm proud of our guys, but we fell short this year, and injuries kind of caught up with us, and it's a tough schedule, you know, week in, week out for these high school guys.
Now, y'all were in our region. But y'all have moved out of it because of classification.
We have.
So what region are y'all in? Who do y'all play now? Some of the teams y'all play.
Well, you're in 3A, right?
We're 4A now.
4A.
Yeah.
Well, we're.
You still in 3A?
Yeah, we're still in 3A.
So we moved up. Yes. That's why we moved out of region. Yeah. We moved up. Mm-hmm. We're with DeKalb County and Stone Memorial and Macon County and, Livingston. We're in those.
Sure.
So you're down there close, I guess, around the Chattanooga area?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, good programs. Sequatchie County, I played them when I was in high school. Played them twice, 1-1, both in the playoffs. Got beat in my first round in sophomore year. In the second year, we beat them in the third round. So it was good talent, and you're a bit involved. Well, you're involved with everything down there. So let's talk about you. You just got reelected.
Just reelected back in August, and I'm beginning my fourth term.
Keith, that don't seem right.
No.
I've known you ever since you come in, introduced to me by Mr. Gary Hayes, a good friend of ours, and it was CTAS, and of course he's retired since, but you and him hit it off, and I know you called him quite a bit, and he helped you in the county out a lot, but so you've completed three terms, you're starting on your fourth, and so when you were, I guess, the last couple of years, when people were asking you about what your plans were, what were you know, and you decided to run, what was your reasoning for trying to run again and wanted to continue as mayor?
Well, I think obviously, like a lot of, I will use the term politicians, when I decided to run back in 2010, I had lost a daughter a year or two previous to that, and I was just struggling to get off the couch, so to speak, going through some depression, and a good friend of mine, at that time, City Mayor Dwayne Land convinced me that the structure it would be good for me, you know, coming out of some of that depression. So the crazy people over there in that county elected me, and, you know, they've done it several times now. So, and my intent was basically walked in 2010 complaining about some of the taxes, the increases, the evaluations, you know, that recertification, that sort of thing that I didn't quite understand. I have a clear understanding of it all now, but and realize, you know, have a different perspective. But we've been there beginning my 12th year and looking forward to it. We garnered about 65% of the vote this past election, and I was humbled by that. I spent more on this election, which was less than $1,000, than I've spent on the previous three. I'm not a politician. I've never been elected to anything before holding this station. But, you know, I've been self-employed all my life. Grew up in finance and banking. And in 1988, I went to work for my father right outside of Chicago and came home some 20 years after that, after losing my daughter. And, you know, and again, the made Dunlap my home again. And anyway, I've been here since then. So.
And of course, I'm glad you are. You're not a county I get to work with directly, but you and I talk, and you have asked me questions, and I come down and see you some, and I love Sequatchie County. It's not really, it's an hour, I guess, from Cookeville or so, and yeah. It's not that far. Yeah. And, but I appreciate your passion to serve, because I actually, you know, I know you, you know, I know your heart. I know what your passion is, and, I've spent many days and many hours with you and Gary talking about county government, and, you know, we both enjoy it, but there's so much that we can do, and that's why you're here. You want to keep doing it, and I appreciate you wanting to continue to serve, because, folks, he don't need this job. He's been successful in his career. He don't have to have this. And that's one thing I like about you is you didn't run because it paid. You ran because you wanted to serve.
Well, I enjoy being involved, certainly, and whether I'd be involved at the county level, the church level, I'm in the Lions Club, have been for years, and enjoy that work. But you know yourself, you can get the most powerful word in the English language sometimes is no, and you have to be able to say that to yourself and others sometimes. So we get stretched thin, and in my case, you know, I sacrifice quality when I do that. I find so you got to keep things simple and. Don't get too much, you know, on you. So
yeah, and saying no is a problem for me, as my friends and my wife and my family will agree. But I'm trying to get better at that. Not because I don't want to help, it's just because I can only do so much. You know, yeah. You can only stretch yourself so thin, and yeah. You're the same way. So you know, you're starting your fourth term. Your county commission in Sequatchie County, I believe, 18 members.
18, yeah.
So how many of those turned over this time, Keith?
Well, like the rest of the region, we've got seven new commissioners. We had a big turnover. You know, some of our commissioners lost, some of them retired and walked away. But we're excited about the seven that the seven new guys and ladies that we have acquired. You know, through the voting process, and they're going to be excellent. Heather Duncan with CTAS came down and did a splendid job in training those guys up prior to the September 19th meeting that we had. And I was really impressed by how far she's gotten in the last couple of years, because, you know, I'm an old Gary Hayes guy. Yeah. And if I've got a problem, Gary still does consulting work. And I typically holler at him. And if I think he's wrong, I call Ben Rogers. So,
he's not wrong a lot. He's been wrong some. But Heather has come along. She's fantastic. We're thankful to have her. She loves working with y'all. She loves coming to Sequatchie County. That's one of her favorite trips. So you got seven new ones. You did the right thing. And I actually want to talk a little bit about this, Keith, is commissioner training and orientations and actually county officials being prepared to serve. And so there is a state law that new commissioners since 2018 are required to have 7 hours of continuing education.
Correct.
Every year. And that's, like I said, came in 2018. That was something the legislature wanted to put in place that required commissioners to do training. They did not specify what kind of training they should have, and we may get into that later. But y'all took the initiative, and I love this, to have your own orientation in Sequatchie County.
Yeah.
Have all your commissioners, especially your new ones, come in and talk about rules and procedures and talk about the budget. And this is what we have. And this is, and Heather, I'm sure, dressed on how meetings are run, and the chairman and vice chair, and then maybe a parliamentarian. I don't know if y'all have a parliamentarian. It's not required, but somebody that helps keep order, you know, as far as the things, processes are going. I think y'all did I think it was great, because not all counties do an orientation.
Right.
And
right.
So what made you decide to take charge of that and say, let's do an orientation for those county commissioners?
Well, like you, I serve as chairman of the commission as well. It's not something I seek after. It's just you know, it seems like I've got a good rapport with most of our commissioners. I'm, you know, keep things orderly. I'm not afraid to use the authority given to me from the county legislative body. You know, we run a good meeting. Most of our meetings do not run over an hour long. We meet bi-monthly. And if we need to have a special call meeting, we certainly do that. But the new commissioners, and I think every commissioner, anytime CTASC is in the building, you should show up to see what's changed. I know Heather came in. We had seven new commissioners, and we had two from a previous election that fell under the guise of needed the 7 hours. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had 15 commissioners attend that out of the 18.
That's good.
I've got a commissioner that's been there 40 years, Mr. Paul Powell, 40 years, and he was in on the meeting. So, you know, we've got quality people on our commission, and I'm proud of each and every one of them. So.
Yeah, and if they see you involved in attending those meetings and wanting to be there, they're going to feel like you're in it too and want to communicate with you, and they're going to depend on you and look for guidance. And as chair of the commission, we've talked about this on the show quite a bit, you being county mayor and chair of the commission, you know, you can break a tie, and I'm sure you don't ever want to.
No, never have had to.
Yeah, and you hope you don't have to, because that's not a position that you want to be in. But being chair is, it can be good, and it can be disadvantage for some mayors, but you're in that leadership role, and you're kind of establishing how things, you know, what's most efficient for the county to run a meeting, not necessarily what's most efficient for the county in all operations. You're never going to lead them astray, but as far as that meeting goes, you're there. So that's great information, Keith. We're going to come back here in just a moment after this break and talk to you a little bit more about some of the stuff going on in the county. Always giving love getting updates from Keith of the Valley. It's beautiful down there. We'll be back in just a moment here on Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Sequatchie County Mayor Keith Cartwright. Be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too, and unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Sequatchie County Mayor Keith Cartwright. He's been a guest on once before, and glad to have him back. It's been a couple of years, I think, since COVID is last time you were here, and glad to have you back and update us what's going on in the Valley. But Keith, we left last segment talking about county commissioners and the structure, and then of course you being chair. But you know, we talked about county commissioner training, and something I'm working on in my master's program is to actually hopefully get commissioners to where they're required to do specified training, not actually additional training to what they're already required to do, but maybe more specific to their role as a county commissioner in government. How important is it for elected officials and county commissioners to be aware and informed of what's going on, and not only what's going on in the world, in the state, in their county, but have that knowledge to help to lead in public service?
Yeah, well, it's vital. I think what you learn through training, especially through CTASC, which I have found to be an invaluable asset for me and our commission. I've never had a CTAS representative to, and I'm not blowing CTAS up, I'm just telling you as I see it, but I've never had a CTAS person not call me back when I've got a question.
Sure.
They may say, hey, I'm not clear on this, let me call you back. They always do that. What a wonderful group, you know, because as I said, when I came into the office, I thought I knew a lot. You know, I'd owned my own business for 24, 25 years and then step into this role. Well, you don't know everything. You really find out what you don't know, especially in government and on how it correlates with the state and the federal piece. So without the training, you're going to have, in a way, I'm going to call them rogue commissioners and other elected officials, whether it be sheriff, trustee, whomever. You've got guidelines that are proven and successful that you need to know how to navigate through. Without CTASC and or some of the good development districts, which work hand in hand with us as well, you're lost at sea, you know, a lot of times, and it's a lot of stress if you don't have the confidence to be able to get through those journeys.
Well, and I appreciate that. We take pride in what we do, and we're awfully passionate about what we do and helping people like you. And it's a joy to help officials like you because you do want to serve and do the best you can. And that's kind of my premises of creating some more training for commissioners. I want to be specific. I want to bring specific budget training to them where we talk about actual the budget committee and how the budget committee works and their role in county government. Then I want to do training about leadership skills for commissioners. And you know, leadership's more than just being chairman or being a chair of a committee. As a public servant, I feel you're a leader. You're leading your citizens. You're communicating with them and you're guiding them and talking to them when they have issues. And, you know, I don't know what's the most common phone call you get from a citizen about a concern they have? Is it education, roads? What is it?
It's probably the roads. Yeah. If I've got to get anything or during, the young kids when they play at the park, the fields aren't in good shape, you know, but the roads definitely, and I'm sure that's common throughout all of the 95 counties, but roads, you know, we have little to do with that. I know we help our road department out. Of course, they still get the gas tax, but we've helped them over the past several years with over $1 million, $1.2 million to be specific, because they took a hit on through the COVID situation relative to their gas tax. So we still got roads decaying, faltering. So the county legislative body has stepped up, and I applaud these guys for doing this. Any monies that we've gotten, we've always shared that with our highway department, and we do that through resolution and always making sure CTASC is on board with that, you know.
Well, so we always like to look at stuff for y'all to make sure y'all are got it worded correctly. But I think that's good. Roads is infrastructure. You know, your school buses have to go down them. Your ambulance service has to go use them and go down them. Your sheriff's deputies and EMA and all that are accessing those roads to help your citizens with what a need.
Yeah.
And so keeping roads maintained is real important. And there are some counties, Keith, believe it or not, that may get that extra money that don't really share it with the roads.
Right.
So the road department's kind of like, well, I've got to take that gas tax I'm getting from the state and manage my budget based on that. So there may not be a whole lot of maintaining roads.
Well, we're not an 81 county, and you know, but they're separate, you know, from us. But we still include them the same way with our school system. We work closely with our schools and our highway department each year, or we have for the last 12 years. I don't know about previously, but we're a team. We have to attack it as a team, and you know, we work closely with our city of Dunlap. I know a lot of times there's a fence or a wall up between those municipalities, county, city, whatever, there's a line drawn. But, you know, in our county, and I'm sure it's the same in yours, every person in the city limits of Dunlap, I am their county executive.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And we've got, out of the 9 districts, 5 of those districts go into the city limits of Dunlap. People forget that sometimes.
Right.
And it's the same way here with Cookeville, and or Baxter with, you know, with Putnam County.
Yep.
I mean, people spend money in each municipal district, and hopefully they'll continue to do that.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. You know, cities and counties partnering together, helping each other is always more beneficial. That's one thing we've been great at in the last 8 to 10 years here in Putnam County, is just been partnering together. You said something, we were talking about a little about structure too, and one of the most common phone calls I get from county commissioners are committee structures and what committees are required. And believe it or not, folks, there's not a lot of committees that are statutorily required in county government according to the state TCA.
Correct.
But your budget committee, that's one of the most popular committees every county, most counties have. I think I learned a few weeks ago, there's one county that I can't remember, I think it's West Tennessee, that does not have a budget committee. They just commission just the mayor and the finance office approves or formulates the budget, develops the budget, and they send it to the commission and they approve it. There's just not a whole lot of deliberation. I couldn't personally do that.
Yeah.
Does your budget committee meet every month or every so often? How often do they meet?
We meet bi-monthly, just a couple of hours before the county legislative body meets. So it's our budget committee. We have nine districts, and one representative from each of those nine serve on the budget committee.
Okay.
And typically, as chairman, what I do is whoever got the most votes has the opportunity to say yay or nay whether they want to serve. I don't care if we've got an MBA from Harvard on it. If he gets less votes, the guy that works down at Joe's filling station is going to get the slot.
Yep.
You know.
And that's your all's rules and procedures.
That's kind of mine.
Well, yeah, but there's but that's the way it's been done. Or,
correct.
Or there's nothing saying you can't do that.
No,
is my
and,
point.
And I think I've had no complaints in that. And now some folks get the most votes and do not want to serve, and they'll yield to you know their
co-commission. Yeah.
That's correct.
And that's fine too. In Putnam County, we just, the mayor appoints the committee, and the commission ratifies that. And you know, we have 24 commissioners in 12 districts where y'all have 18 commissioners in 9 districts. So we just only have 9 budget committee members as well. So every district may not be represented. We've talked about changing that. 12 members on the budget committee, and this is just Ben Rogers' opinion, may be a little much. But that's always something you can look at. But my point is the structures of committees such as the budget committee and those committees that are vital to county government, some of them are not statutory required, and there's no rules establishing how they are. So the county decides what they look like. And they spend a lot of time meeting. So that's I could talk committee. I'm a nerd. I could talk committee structure all day long about county government because it just varies across the state about which committees are required, which committees are not required. But, that's just something I wanted to bounce off you, Keith. Well, this is flying by. We got one more break to take and we got some more information come back with Sequatchie County Mayor Keith Cartwright. We're going to talk about, some projects they have going on, but what kind of Christmas celebrations we got coming up in Dunlap. So we'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with the county mayor. I want to say county executive.
It is
county executive. That's what I thought. Executive. I've been saying county
Not
mayor.
A problem.
I'm sorry.
Same thing.
It's county executive Sequatchie
County. Spelled a little bit different.
It's spelled just a little bit different. And I knew that. I don't know why I said county mayor. Sequatchie County Executive Keith Cartwright. Yeah. Great information so far, Keith. I love talking county government with you. You're just brilliant man that's just knows what's going on. So,
I've got friends that's listening to this that's laughing right now after you said that.
So. Well, I've met some of them, especially Tom. We'll straight Tom out when I see him.
Tom, I tried to bring him with me this morning. But
Tom's a good commissioner.
Let me talk about Tom Venero.
Sure.
He and his wife, Renee, moved to Tennessee some 10 years ago or so. Tom's retired in his 40s. He retired from being an attorney in Chicago, just had enough of the rat race, looked for some sensibility in life and moved to scale down. But he has gotten, as we say, my grandmother used to say, he's busier than a cow tail during fly season. He has gotten into everything, but I depend on Tom. Tom shows up at my office every single morning at about 7:30. We go over the events of the day, what's coming. Unequivocally, he has the time and the compassion to be my best ally and my accountable chairman pro tem.
Right.
So he does a great job.
And it's important to have somebody like that, Keith, not only just for support, but reassurance, you know?
Absolutely.
And Tom is, and I know Tom, played several rounds of golf with him, love playing golf with y'all down there in the valley. And I know Tom very well enough to know he'll tell you what he thinks.
Yeah.
He'll tell you if he thinks you're looking at things the wrong way or maybe you haven't looked at them the right way. And it's good to have that person, especially at the commission level, county level, where you can feed off of and talk to about things. So I think that's good. Tom's a good guy, and hate that he wasn't here this time, but maybe he'll come back next time.
Yeah, we've got a lot of talent on the – I was talking to Sam Wills yesterday with the ECD, with the state, and he had been working with a former chairman of the commission, Tommy Johnson, who runs spearheads a company over in Chattanooga. But Tommy does a fantastic job for our county legislative body. A lot of experience and knowledge that I depend on. Again, Mr. Powell, been there 40 years. We have a vast wealth just right there at my fingertips. So it makes my job much easier.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, people say, well, your county's doing so good, Keith, since you got in. Listen, they've had what I've kind of done is got in there and quarterbacked and put all them together, and let's focus on certain things we want to do, like growth and what we're going to do. You know, we're 111 brought bringing a lot of people through Sequatchie County, and we need to really control, in my view, the growth and what kind of growth we're looking for.
Right.
We're talking capital projects here, and we've had on our radar an 80 acre track right off 111 and 127. And we have now got that under contract. It's about a $3 to $4 million acquisition piece. We certainly may have to borrow a little money, but not much. But we're looking at that. We want to control that. We look at that as the gateway to our valley, Tennessee's Great Valley. We've kind of started calling it that and love that. Our chamber director, Janice Kaiser, does a fantastic job in promoting our valley and our city of Dunlap and all the outside outlying communities. So we're excited about where we're going. We're working with the Tennessee Loan Pool. We stick in-house. We do the Tennessee State Pool Insurance. You know, it's just, I don't want to get too far away from, Mother Tennessee, so to speak.
Right.
So, and we've been successful in doing that, those things. So, again, Beth Jones with the Southeast Tennessee Development District has just retired. I think we talked about that off air a while ago, but we're going to miss her, but she's still on as a consultant. A vast wealth of knowledge with that lady, but Chuck Hammond has taken that slot over in that station in his life and is going to do a fantastic job. So we're blessed with the good leaders that lead commissions and county mayors, candidly. So,
yeah, and I think those agencies across the state are there to support.
And we talked earlier about the county mayor's meeting we had up in Cumberland County.
Sure.
A week back, and really enjoyed that. I'd met some mayors I'd only heard of. And we need to focus. Tennessee does a fantastic job. Thank God I live in Tennessee, you know, not on the left coast specifically, but we're a balanced budget state. Each county has to turn in a balanced budget, has to be approved. Thank goodness we don't have the problems that California or Illinois might typically have,
right,
or New York.
Right.
Even. So anyway, we're thankful for that we live here in this wonderful place.
Yeah.
So,
and you live in a beautiful place. The Association of County Mayors has new leadership with the former Sumner County Mayor Anthony Holt, and he decided to have regions, county mayor regions, and have regional meetings. And like you said, last week was a meeting there in Crossville for not only the upper coming mayors, but the southeast area, which included you all the way down to, I believe, Marion and of course those folks over there, and had a good turnout, right?
Yeah, great turnout. You know, Anthony, he did a great job at Sumner County, but you know, the old adage, a new broom sweeps clean, so to speak. He has really energized the County Mayors Association, and we were at Gatlinburg here a month or so back, and had a nice meeting, had TVA come in and kind of share with us. And let's all realize, you know, a lot of people are moving here, especially companies, to Tennessee because of the low energy cost through TVA. Let's just say it. They're at the head of the stream. Everything trickles down from those low energy costs, whether it be German companies or Japanese companies, whomever. They're here because of the energy cost and the labor force. Affordable living in our neck of the woods. So, I spoke to a guy that had moved out of Connecticut down to Sequatchie County just a couple of months ago. His land taxes per year were $17,000 on his domicile, his house in a half acre.
Wow.
Now, he sold out for a couple of million dollars, don't get me wrong, but $17,000 a year.
That's yeah, we're looking, you know, Putnam County, we pay average $1,000, $1,200 somewhere in that area.
Same here.
Per year. And that's
absolutely
$17,000, not $100,000 in Northeast
Correct.
New England. That's nuts. You mentioned TVA. Keith, just explain briefly what role TVA plays in county government.
Well, you know, where would anybody start, really?
I gave you a difficult question
well,
there.
I'm just trying to pick up on when you need something. We needed light poles for our ball field. This is a small thing. We made a phone call or two, and TVA gave them to us. Now, go down and try to buy those things, those stainless poles.
Right.
TVA said, I think we've got some here. They work great with, I know, our county, and I'm sure they do other counties as well. You know, a lot of our workforce in Sequatchie County that feeds their family, spends money at our mom and pops, you know, TVA is their source of income, you know. So we're grateful they're in the region, in the area, and I'm sure going all the way back to the 30s and 40s, you know, people, you know, mixed feelings back then, I'm sure, but listen, where would we be without them?
Because they have, Dayton and Chattanooga in your proximity.
Yes.
That people can go and have the work there or whatever. But
yeah, even down into Alabama,
yeah,
you know.
That's true.
And, you know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, because you're really not that far from
Alabama. No, no. 30 minutes from, you know.
So, with the short time we got left, you got anything coming up? Like, you got any Christmas parades coming
up?
Yeah,
we do an annual Christmas parade there in the city of Dunlap. Mayor Huth is our new mayor down there, doing a fantastic job. And we'll have both sides of the street. I don't know how legal this is, but it's a U.S. highway. We just block both ends of it off. I don't know how people get around, but you know, we've done this since the 40s, I think. So
I'd say there's not going to be anybody forfeit this. I'll say this. I've watched some Hallmark movies because my mother has it on year round, and my wife during the season will like to watch some Hallmark movies. And Dunlap could be a Hallmark town.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that beautiful and that, the nostalgia, I should say, of going to the square and all the little shops around it. Y'all have really done a good job. You and the former city mayor and all the councils and the commissions and just your state agency partners with ECD and Development District and TVA are just investing money and time into that. It's a tourist attraction. Somebody wants to, I'm sure there's Airbnbs in downtown Dunlap, right?
We're trying to keep up with them. Thank God the state's helping us now with those Airbnbs.
Yeah. And it's just a tourist. That's probably one of your, tourist attractions is downtown Dunlap and just the valley.
It certainly is.
Y'all have done a good job with that, Keith. Anything else going forward the next few months that you can think of that y'all working on? You got the thing off the bypass there. You got a budget coming up in the spring.
We do. We're going to approve our budget schedule. You know, we have to do that now, and we're going to do that this meeting. And we've got a meeting coming up next Monday night we're excited about. We've got an old zipper factory that we've decided to RFP. We've done that. We'll open those RFPs at the budget committee meeting. The old zipper factory was built in 1948. It had three shifts, worked about 1,500 people.
Oh, wow.
That came from six different counties, surrounding counties. And that goes back to the early 50s, late 40s, early 50s. It's been a shirt factory, a zipper factory, owned out of New York, you know. But the county, of course, you know, put up the bonds back then, built the thing out, and we've kept it up ever since. It's but we're needs a roof, you know, and a couple of $1 million probably needs to be spent on it. But we've decided to open it up. We've got some private capital that's bought and invested in our community, and they've asked about it. So we're opening up, and not saying we will award anything, but we want to hear what they've got to say on paper. So.
Always good to ask, right?
Absolutely.
Keith, thanks for being here. You're a great, great county executive, a great person. Enjoy being around you. We'll play some golf when it gets warmer, and go Indians, right?
Hey, I'm telling you, tell your family hello for me.
So. I will. Everybody, Keith Cartwright, Sequatchie County Executive. This has been Ben Rogers for Local Matters. Remember, folks, go out and smile at somebody this weekend. It's a lot easier to smile. It is a frown. Make somebody's day. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next time.